Hey y'all, it's Indigenous Me out here with your podcast on introverted thinking versus extroverted thinking and communication. Now, everybody has the ability to think using logic and reasoning, but our personality shapes our thinking. In my theory, there are two different types of thinking, introverted and extroverted thinking. Introverted thinking is more internally focused, while extroverted thinking is more external focused.
Okay.
External thinking. People who display external thinking see consistency and logic of thought. They can form internal framework for how things work and figure out ways to improve or modify their ideas. They often framework to analyze, problem solve, and improve their concepts. Introverted thinkers like to break concepts down to get an accurate understanding. Most people who display this thinking have a career as scientists, inventors, philosophers, economists, military leaders, and out-of-the-box entrepreneurs. Now, introverted thinkers are often skilled communicators. Their organized thinking process allows them to find the right words to clearly express themselves. They often clarify their reasoning quite well and make good distinctions about object and ideas. Now, people who display extroverted thinking seek logic and consistency in the outside world. They focus on external laws and rules, but don't get it twisted. Don't get it confused. Not all individuals follow every external law. It is not the same to a rule follower. External thinkers like to categorize their world and label things, places, and processes. They are highly, highly skilled at organizing and leading people to work efficiently and effectively. Okay, do y'all hear me though? To challenging others' ideas, perceptions, and providing reasonable explanations. That's right. Y'all heard me best. They give a good introduction, make good thesis, they back up with their evidence, okay? Give you a great conclusion, and even write a PS with it. Ooh, don't come for them. Oh, goodness. Y'all hear me, though. They make great leaders and keep their team in check in a work group ethic. Woo-wee. Now, how they communicate. External thinkers are natural organizers. From scheduling, quantify, and developing plan A, B, C, and maybe a Z. In work group ethics, they are the ones in a meeting communicating through charts, graphs, and whatever else they can use to visualize their ideas and concepts, okay? Now, when you get done listening to this podcast, I want you to think about where you stand in this thinking and communicating. Are you more introverted or extroverted? Or a little bit of both, as I will too, okay, y'all? And that concludes this podcast. Peace and love. One love, one mic.